as you say, money in the bank.
It's hard to take a vet who's got money in the bank. You know, and that's what you find even in pro hockey. You see, you know, a lot of guys come in and play these exhibition games that they have and have good exhibition seasons or postseason or preseason, I guess. And then all of a sudden they get sent down and everybody's going, well, gee, that guy had all these points and yada, yada, yada. But yes, but you know, the regular season, the thing is, if you've seen a guy do it over and over and over, you know he can do it. Where as a maybe a player who haven't seen, but he's had a good week of practice or whatnot. But we take practice very serious, and we usually rate our players after practice. Like, we'll come in as coaches and go through, okay, how about this guy today? How about this guy? What'd you think of this guy? Especially the bubble guys, just because practice is important. And we talk to them about that because we don't have a lot of games, especially right now, to evaluate some players who haven't played very much. So, but money in the bank to me is money in the bank. It's better to have money in the bank than have no money in the bank.
They're absolutely. Just, yeah. More questions coming up in just a moment. It's the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome, or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs. It's Oktoberfest at Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, your party headquarters of the Copper Country. And Bucko has gone on the edge with great deals store-wide all month. All six packs of bottled beer are on sale. Pepsi 12 packs, only $2 for $9. Coke and 7-Up 2 liters, $4 for $5. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags for $5. Check out Bucko's clothing department and stay warm with Keweenaw Alpaca gear. Sold exclusively at Bucko's. Don't forget to pick up your hunting and ATV licenses. All sales do not include tax or deposit.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Hi, I'm Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help you put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stachowiak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
You know who you are, brighter than the brightest star. Baby, you're the greatest I've ever kissed. There's nobody, nobody like you. The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you move. Ask me again and I'll say it to you. I'm so happy I've got you. You're unlike any other.
There's nobody like you, and there's nothing more refreshing than enjoying a Coca-Cola with your name or the names of your friends and family on it. Share Coke is back this summer with hundreds of new names and new ways to share. So head to your local supermarket and grab an ice-cold Coke for yourself, John, your dad, and maybe even one for John's dad. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Let's get to more of the couple more questions that we have here for you, Coach. And my next one is, all of the younger guys look good, Coach. Burks, Boeing, Blacklock, Jackson, Anderson. Who are you hoping to have in the lineup this weekend?
Wow, that's a tough question. And I'm hoping to have the players that will give us the best chance to win. But they've all shown some things. You know, I could go through each one individually, but I won't. And some strides they make, and the beauty of it is they're only going to continue to get better. But early in the year here, I'm going to try and keep everybody involved. So some players who might not make this trip, you know, we're going to try and get in either the next weekend or the following weekend. We're going to just try and keep everybody involved here, especially the first part of the year. Unless, like last year, we get off to such a good start, we keep winning, then, you know, it's hard to take anybody out of the lineup when you keep winning. But we did last year, you know, when we won and guys had decent games, we plug somebody else in just to try to keep everybody involved. And I think we're going to try and do some of that early in the year here.
Next question. It's not often these days you see a Canadian college take on an NCAA team for two games,
right?
Like we did. If given the scheduling availability, to do it again, would you schedule another weekend series in future seasons, or would you prefer keeping them to a single game?
Good question. And the reason we did it this year is we had trouble finding someone who wanted to come up. And, you know, we already have enough road games. You know, we're going to go play out in Arizona in the tournament. We're playing Michigan State on the road. And I just didn't want to take another series, on the road. We could have done that and played an NCAA team. But this way we had some extra games because we are going to Alaska. So we talked about, Craig, if you'd like to play two here. And I would do it again. The thing I really liked about it is we got a chance to play everybody and give everybody minutes, you know. So it's sort of like an NHL preseason where you get a chance to at least get some games in and see what everybody else can do. And I thought they were good games. And I'd do it if we had the right team to come in. And Craig and I already talked about them coming back, and they enjoy it. And I'd like playing them because of the way they play.
Next question, will Michigan Tech ever participate in the Icebreaker tournament?
I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say anything, but yes, we are going to play in that in the next 4 years. How's that? I'll just throw it out there. Maybe a little less than that, but yes.
Very good.
Well, I don't know if the information's been released.
I totally understand.
Yet,
and, I'm surprised. Yeah, I mean,
but we are scheduled to play in one. We've agreed. How's that? We've agreed to play in one coming up in the near future. That's probably a better way to say it.
Coach, would your team, this one just sent in, would your team dare to take on Bill Brasky and the Dodgeville Danglers at the new Dodge Vegas Arena?
Well, we've got a couple open weekends in the second half of the year. So we'll give them some time to get their game in order. And I saw that. They put a new floor in there, and I think that's excellent. So, whether we have just a charity event, put it together, we'll come on out, or we just want to come out for a couple practices. I think it'd be great to get our team out there and get back outdoors a little bit. Even though they got the covered roof and everything, it'd be good to get out there. So tell them to get the team ready and give me a call after Christmas.
Sounds good. Thanks for all your questions. Great questions today. And Coach, Ferris State this weekend, game time 7:07 both Friday and Saturday night. We got two wins down there last year. They were really hard-fought games, close games, great goaltending. Everything was good about those two games. Intense. They sold out the rink, of course. It's going to be tough, isn't it?
Well, it will be tough. I mean, they're an experienced team. They know what it takes to win. Great coaching staff. Obviously, good head coach Bob Daniels done a tremendous job there. They play hard. That's the one thing. And they do have a home ice advantage. That rink is, like we talked about before, it's like a ping pong game going on. I mean, it's back and forth very quick. You have to be quick. There's a lot of transition there. We're going to have to make sure we play really solid without the puck. I mean, that's the whole key is not to give them any spark or any life in that building. We did that last year. We kept them off the score sheet, which I think was huge. Kept the crowd out of the game because if they get going, I mean, yeah, that dog pound is right on top of you. But we're a good draw. We're a great draw on the road. And I know it's a great opportunity for our fans in that Southwest Michigan area to come on over. And I think there's an alumni deal on Friday night. And we're looking forward to it. If you're going to start the season, I don't mind going on the road, you know, getting together, bonding with your team, going into a tough environment and showing up to play. And it's going to be a long season. So regardless of what we do this weekend, we have to continue to get better, and that's the bottom line. But we're looking forward to the games. Are they going to be tough games? Absolutely. But I think we're ready for the task.
Northern Michigan in 2 weeks. We want to remind people to get your tickets for that Saturday night game.
Well, they're improved, and there's no love lost between the two teams. I think everybody knows that's an intense rivalry. They've improved. I think we've made some improvements in some area. It's great to play that rivalry early in the year, and then we don't play them again till the very last series of the year. So come on out. It's just one game Saturday night. I don't think we have anything else going on that day. So get your tickets. Get there early. Come to the Lamplighters Lounge and relax a little bit before the game, and help us on to victory against Northern Michigan. But we got some business to take care of first, but that'll be one heck of a series coming up also.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll see some of you down in Big Rapids this weekend.
Yeah, you'll see me. We'll see a lot of alums. I know we're getting a ton of ticket requests already. I wish we had a lot more tickets, but we don't. But if you're in the area and you want to come out and support the Huskies down in Big Rapids, come on over.
Sounds good. Mel, thanks for your time.
Thanks,
and we'll see you down at Ferris State.
Yeah, have a great week. We'll look forward to it.
That's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. And again, if you're listening to this live right now, we do replay it again on Monday night, 6 o'clock on our sister station, 920 AM WMPL.